because you had this person in your life every day and you told your nervous system you're only safe if you have them. So now that you don't have them, it's a panic. This is what I mean by you attach to people. When you attach to the outcome, it has to work. Then if it doesn't, there's no room for anything else. That's it. My life is over. It's hell in a handbasket. I have to have them.
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode. This sounds like more of a breakup or divorce question. Tried going no contact, but it's so hard. Help.
When it comes to no contact, we got to remember, I don't normally love the why questions, but you got to remember your why. Yeah, no shit, it's hard because you had this person in your life every day and you told your nervous system you're only safe if you have them. So now that you don't have them, it's a panic. This is what I mean by you attach to people. When you attach to the outcome, it has to work. Then if it doesn't, there's no room for anything else. That's it. My life is over. It's hell in a handbasket. I have to have them. When on the contrary, what's actually happening is that little you inside of you, that little inner child, she wants you, not them. You self-abandoning because, oh, no contact is so hard. You know what's also really hard? Not eating McDonald's every day. Going by my favorite cupcake shop and going, But you know what I also know? My why. Well, I don't want diabetes. I don't want to be overweight. I don't want to be unhealthy. I have to have self-restraint. Eventually, this is what I notice. When it comes to dating, people revert back to being a child. You got to be a fucking adult. No contact is so hard. No shit, it's hard. You cared about this person and now they're no longer in your life. But if you remember your why, well, wait a minute. I don't want somebody in my life I have to convince. I want somebody in my life that chooses me. This person wasn't able to satisfy my needs or it didn't work. There's a reason you broke up. You didn't just break up because everything was incredible. So if you're thinking of future you, which is my favorite DBT practice, DBT is dialectic, whatever, right? Behavioral therapy. Think of future you. If you always think of future you, wait a minute. If I text this person and they don't give me the response I want, I'm going to feel like shit, right? Or even if I had them in my life, I never really felt fulfilled. I always felt like I needed to prove myself. What does that tell me? I need me. I don't need them. I need me. I need to start doing that inner work. I need to start healing that shit because I've got no contact with almost every guy I've ever dated. Yeah, it sucks. I can admit that. I can hold two truths. We can have two conflicting thoughts. It can feel like shit and be hard, but I can also know that this person isn't for me and this is what's necessary. So yeah, eventually we got to just pony the fuck up and be an adult.
Right. And I will say it's a lot harder today because now we have social media. You used to not really know what somebody was doing every day if they didn't, you know, they lived further away from you. And now all it takes is one little click and you can see their pictures and how happy they are. So I always advise, or I was taught, unfollow your ex, block your ex-wife, even if you're amicable, like, because it's a tough thing to see all the time and then even be triggered. So like, just set these kind of constraints that make it a little easier for you to heal.
Set boundaries around it. Mute people. Like, I think that's, again, you have it just as much power. It's not always, because I get this question every day. How do I get someone to come back to me? And I'm like, how about you love yourself more than the need for them to love you? Maybe we start there. Because if you're so focused on them loving you, it shows me you don't give a fuck about yourself. You're so focused on other people validating you, you don't even look at yourself. Let's start there.
This is easier said than done, but it's something that I think, like you've said before, we've never done before. So it's like the first time when you say work on yourself, you might think back and say, I don't think I've ever really done that. Now I'm doing it for the first time.
It's really hard. But again, it was really hard when I started the gym. I knew I wanted a bigger butt and I knew I wanted a six pack. It was hard. I was a pack a day smoker. I was on medication. I ate like a 6-year-old that lives in a grocery store. I was 40 pounds heavier. Yeah, it fucking sucked. But every day I showed up for myself and every day I got stronger and every day. That's why when people now, oh my God, well, see, you're just genetically that way. And it's like, don't discredit how much hard work I've put into this because you don't want to do it. That's a different story. But we are all capable of healing through this, but that comes with, do you want to stay in the shit you're used to? Then fine. Good luck, Godspeed. Enjoy the puddle that you're in. But if you actually want to have a better life and say, it's time, then yeah, it's time to do the hard work. That's why most people don't want to do the work, is because it's easier to stay with a rat.
It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, what the F? If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.